So, Vink, I was thinking, that's right, no Vink this week. To find out why and what Vink's up to, check out his VinkCon 2012 video in this feed or check our show notes at FamicomDojo.tv. In the meantime, I found a replacement.
Hi, everyone.
On with the podcast.
So, Sindra, I had this thought.
Yes, John?
Well, people have been saying that, you know, the Wii U with its, you know, dual screen type thing going on could be kind of considered like a DS, right?
Yes.
Like people, I've seen mock-ups, like people have been like inserting like DS cartridges like right into that, you know, big dinner plate of a controller.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool if they could do like emulation, actually play games and stuff.
Right.
I think I mentioned before on the show that it'd be cool if you could like do stuff like Owen Don, because it'd be great. Have it on big screen, fantastic. I had another idea recently.
And that terrifies me to no end.
Oh, I know, right? I was playing Dance Central for the first time. And I don't know why, but all of a sudden I thought of Owen Don again. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if you and three of your friends, because there's a similar game for this on the Wii where you use just the controllers. So you have four people, you and three of your friends, one of you just does the tapping like you normally would in Owen Don, and your other three friends are the Owen Don. And they have to succeed where the computer would otherwise have to control it. Wouldn't that be a great Wii U title?
Essentially, yeah. But I'm never going to have a Wii U, so...
Who is?
That's a very good question.
I would like one.
Oh, hello, it's Justin Giuario Carmichael. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd like a Wii U.
You like Wii U?
Yeah.
Actually, finally, someone.
Three hours sitting in line at E3. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think there's a lot of potential for it.
Yes.
The first year is going to be horrible. It always is for a new console, but I think once they get the idea, that's when you'll start to see the innovative games and things like that. Think about the horror genre games that you could play with that. You see the building, you're walking through the building with the Wii U with the controller, and just not looking at anything. Oh, I've got a camera like Fatal Frame. Let me see if there's the ghost. You know, and you're taking pictures. You know,
actually,
these are smart ideas.
That is a very I never even thought of that. That would be a very good application.
Dude, think about something like for the people who like the World War II shooters. So we're playing Call of Duty, and you're on the TV and you're fighting and shooting. Hey, we get into a Jeep. Okay, well you drive the Jeep, and I'll just take the Wii U. And I'll look behind me, and I'll get into the Gatling gun, and I'll start shooting that helicopter that's flying over. Oh, and there's guys over here. And you've got to deal with driving. It's got to be a smart way to utilize the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people are looking at it, and they're going, that's another DS.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. But what if you could snap that top off, give you this, and I'll just deal with this? This is the TV. I've got the Wiimote. Now you've got the bottom part of the DS. Go to it.
Hmm.
I want to meet you.
Just to reaffirm.
You can't see it over a podcast. My mouth was hanging open the entire time.
Yeah.
He was saying that.
That is, it's those kind of things, those kind of explanations that need to be, you know, brought to us, like people like me who wouldn't have ever thought of that. This is what they have to do with like their marketing. They really need to drive those points home with stuff like that.
It's like the E3, you know, the 3DS. It's a good powerhouse system, but the first several games were just very lazy because they don't know what else to do. You know, they're thinking in this box now, and
mm-hmm.
so it takes some time
right.
to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of these ideas are for naught unless they can put it over a really solid network connection and allow me to play with people who are not on my couch.
Well, that's a very prescient observation, Zach Shipley of Power TV.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. And as someone who is mostly homebound and plays almost any multiplayer game over a connection, I would say that the Wii U is not an enticing proposition for me, at least not for another 6 or 7 years when my kids can be old enough to be handed the controller without fear of breaking it.
There is that. Yes, you just recently a new addition to your family.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, got. I have two under two now.
He's plumbing already.
My son is 4 weeks old today, and my daughter is 19 months old, and she's started to like see video games. I don't typically play around her, but like she watched me play Sonic CD like. A couple weeks ago.
That is a thing. Fantastic game to get her.
You would say that.
Well, it's like, she's not going to start it. She's not going to do anything. But it's like I had her like press like the buttons. Like, look, you can make a jump. You can make him jump. And it's, you know, she doesn't get it at all. But she will pick up the Xbox controller and hit the guide button because it flashes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
It's small steps.
This
just brings to mind that. You know, with so many of our lives changing lately, it's been harder and harder to play video games. So, like in Zach's case, I know he was on baby watch for the last few months. You know, I'm getting there as well, but I've just been incredibly busy with like work stuff. I don't know about you two guys, guy and gal, I guess.
I recently got a new job and have been trying to reaffirm my life from that. So yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah, doing videos and stuff and working a real job is very tough. You know, I just got Monster Hunter Tri-G for
nice.
the 3DS. I haven't played much because I don't have time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it'd be pointless to ask what you thought of it, I suppose.
Well, no, actually, so far, it's really, really decent. I'm really liking the 3DS when they do it correctly. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it like the SCTV 3D. Where I'm coming out, oh, it's scary, you know, coming, oh. Instead, it's more depth, and the depth is interesting, especially for something like a Monster Hunter story. You know, you see the monster, and sure enough, you know, even on, you know, the non-3D games, the monster looks up at you, and so, yeah, it does kind of make you go back a little bit, but it's very cleverly done, and the help of depth actually helps my hunting a little bit too. So.
I think I'd buy a 3DS for a Count Floyd game for sure.
Oh yeah, for Count Floyd, yeah. And the AI, the augmented reality, those games are the reason to get a 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. I mean,
so you imported a 3DS to play Tri-G, right?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, a fan in Japan sent me.
See?
Really?
Wow. Take note, listeners.
Yeah, if I have any fans in Japan who want to send me, like, anything, you know, just like a bottle of soda, I think I'd probably take it.
Nice.
It means we made it.
It means we made it.
There's
exactly.
International renown. We're making it big.
I have a fan in Russia who sent me a virus.
I don't know if that was a fan, necessarily.
I say fan, I meant spam.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know. What are my excuses? I guess I'm halfway through Skyward Sword, or at least around the average of what most people have been playing. What have you not been able to
I got it for Christmas. I can't touch
haven't
it
even cracked it open. I shouldn't say anything except for I'm, you know, there's a lot of specific quests.
I muted my phone.
And
after it rained twice.
that's been happening here a lot. Like, you know, the first, like, I walk onto the airport shuttle and there's like three guys with their phones all doing that the entire way to the airport here. I should probably mention the reason we have this wonderful motley crew is that we are currently in what city of Maryland is
technically we're in National Harbor, Maryland.
National Harbor, Maryland.
If you head a couple feet over that way, you're in the district. You head a couple feet over that way, you're in Virginia. So we're just off the water, just outside of Washington D.C.
So this lovely view is the Potomac, then? Yes.
Yeah, in the National Harbor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on my way down from New York. I came into Maryland, then passed into Virginia, then came back into Maryland. And at some point, I might have been in the District of Columbia for maybe 5 minutes. I don't know.
Madness, madam.
Yeah, if you went around the Beltway, you stayed mostly in the outlying areas.
Right.
Yeah, so the reason we're here is for the 10th Annual Music and Gaming Festival, a.k.a. MAGFest. It being my second year, Cinder, you were supposed to be here last year.
I was supposed to.
You're the reason I came last year.
You didn't
show up last year.
I talked poor Sean into going to MAGFest because it's been a venture that I had wanted to attend for something like 4 years now, and every single time something has come up in my life that has prevented me from being able to come to this. And last year I talked Sean into it, thinking that, okay, I'm roping another person into it, you know, that's going to make me, you know, make me go. That's going to be the definite. And then I got laid off from my job. So it's like, you know, and I was really, really trying, right up until like last minute, I was really trying to come, but it just didn't happen. And poor Sean had to come solo. And I felt terrible about it ever since. So I got a hold of him earlier in this year. I'm like, do you possibly maybe want to try MAGFest again? Because I am, come hell or high water, I will show up this time. I swear it. And sure enough, here we are.
It was a little touch and go.
It was a little touch and go because of, you know, like I said, I just got a new job. And, you know, there are things that pop up, but... I took the 7.5-8 hour trip down from New York, and here I is.
Yeah, poor Sean, who was so poor that he roped poor Justin into interviewing a bunch of gentlemen with amazing beards last year.
They had good facial hair.
Yeah, especially that one last guy. He was just that triangle shape was amazing.
That's a pretty good turnout considering we're 2 months out of Movember.
What?
Movember. That's when you grow a mustache or a beard in support of like men's health or something like that.
Right.
You
know?
Because if I grow a beard, then I can stop prostate cancer forever. You know?
I knew that. Something about the follicles. I don't know.
No,
reaching all the way down there.
Yeah,
it's a long way to go.
Yeah. For lady parts diseases, they always walk for the cure. Men just don't shave for the cure.
So. Hello. This I have to apologize to everyone, though. This video took almost exactly a year to finish. Not that the work took that long. It's just it just didn't happen. So for those who are interested, that it is now up. There are six specific gentlemen whom we interviewed. This isn't the grammar podcast. Whatever.
And you actually ran into one of them from last year.
Yeah, the first guy was working behind the registration booth at the much shorter pre-registration line. I was a little upset, actually, because I wasn't able to make any new friends because it just went through that fast. And I just talked to so many people in that line for like 2 or 3 hours I waited. And that's where I got the idea. So I called up Justin and I was like, hey... Do you want to come down and help me interview these guys? I think he was too shy to be on camera because he just filmed the whole thing. But he made at least one guy visibly nervous, I think, just walking around with the camera. Was that your read, too? Am I just imagining
things? I made a lot of mistakes. When people got a camera in front of their face and they don't expect it, they get a little antsy.
But they had amazing answers to my completely inane questions.
I was going to say, the ones that are included in the video, they came up with some pretty good answers. They seem pretty on top of it.
Yeah, I included everyone we talked to, and I didn't really cut out very much except for, you know, the parts where I asked them the same question over and over again. So I'm just glad it's done finally. That and the Powitz TV Awards, which I'm sure Zach is happy got finished because he... He did all that work with the hosting, and like Adam did all those crazy costumes with the robots. It's like for that reason alone, like not getting it done would have been a crime. And I hope people like it, all 468 who have watched it so far.
Doesn't YouTube not count unless you get like a certain portion into the video or something like that? I mean, it's a 15 plus minute video. It's pretty long.
It's long. Yeah, it's long. We expanded the show to a lot more awards, including obvious fake ones, but still well deserved.
I show the commercial sizzle reel of people to prove that I'm an internet celebrity.
Who?
Because it looks really good. Well, people I work with and stuff. People don't understand
that. Oh, okay.
That there are people who care who I am outside of, outside of, you know, where I work. You don't understand. I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
See?
But you know what? It's a shame that we didn't bring the camera through to Elevation Burger. You probably could have made a lot of friends there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that would have worked out. And like,
yeah, so I came up for not necessarily for MAGFest, just to have dinner with Sean and Cinder here, since I'm going to be otherwise busy with the aforementioned family all weekend.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I can get away for one night and have some dinner with these guys. And most of the restaurants in this area, this more upper crust, I mean, it's a much nicer hotel apparently this year. And so as a result, the restaurants are much more expensive around here. You're far out of the reach of the average, you know, dude who plays video games and is scraping by to come to a convention or spends all of his expendable income, you know, right away as soon as he gets it.
Yeah.
And so we found one place that's mildly inexpensive. I mean, it's, all things considering, it's a burger place. It was called Elevation Burger, and the reason they call it Elevation Burger is because you can put as many patties on your burger as you want. I said in line I'm going to go for three. But when I got there, I said, "Fuck it, let's do four." Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
I'll attach a picture to the show notes.
Yes. Oh,
take a picture of it.
Please, please do. I didn't think to take any pictures, really.
But of course, like it seemed like half the people who were not in the pre-registration line to pick up their stuff today were, in fact, at line at Elevation Burger.
That's right. We ran into Yertle.
Yeah, we ran to Tom, a.k.a. Yertle. I don't know, do we call him Yertle or do we call him Tom?
I don't really know.
I don't know, what's the...
No.
But he'll be at MAGFest later in the weekend. I'm sure there'll be some photos or something like that popping up.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, right, is that it's only Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first day of the show, and I didn't get to see a whole lot. Zach's not really here for the show. He's just more here to hang out with us because we haven't seen him in years.
Yeah.
Cinder got in later than I did, but, you know, Justin told us a pretty interesting story about his day so far.
Yes. There's lots of cosplayers here, and it's very exciting, you know, to see people, you know, at animation conventions and different kinds of conventions showing their love for video games or for whatever they appreciate. And I saw a Professor Layton cosplayer today, and he was a very nice gentleman, and when he didn't look like he was busy, I walked up and I asked if I could take a picture. Of course, I used my 3DS camera.
Because naturally.
Just, of course, you know.
Well, it makes the hat pop out.
I'm just a dork. And he did. Yeah,
that is not a crime here. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, it's just a superfluous comment.
That does not make you special here.
And he did his, you know, pointing the finger. Yes, correct. You know, pointed. I took the picture, and he looked at me for a short time, and then he looked away, and then he looked back at me. And as I was about to leave, and as I said bye, he says, "You know, wait a second. That reminds me of a puzzle." He reaches into his lapel jacket, and it pulls out a stack of little paper cards that he had printed out and cut up, and slides one of them out and hands them to me. My head about exploded. I was not expecting this. I looked at it, and he says, and come back, you know, when you think you've told me, you've figured out the answer. Thank you, Professor. And I walked off, and it's just been the joy of my Thursday, just knowing that I got a puzzle from Professor Layton.
And this at a convention with an incredible cast of people. Should we read this puzzle?
Yes.
Before
yes.
We move on. Yeah.
Let's even see if anybody else can. Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't have it.
Yeah, who's got the puzzle?
puzzle, who's got the puzzle? Oh, that's it. No, that's it.
The puzzle is who has hidden the puzzle.
I took a picture of
four people are in a hotel room. One of them is wearing a hat.
Two
of them are wearing sweatshirts.
One has a puzzle.
All right. The puzzle, as it is. A group of 100 soldiers suffered... why am I talking in this voice now?
All of a sudden it's story time, and I kind of just want
to... Are we sitting comfortably?
No, when you sit...
A group of 100 soldiers suffer... All right, let's try this again. A group of 100 soldiers suffered the following injuries in a battle. 70 soldiers lost an eye. 75 lost an ear. 85 lost a leg. And 80 lost an arm. What is the minimum number of soldiers who must have lost all four?
It's a trap!
I thought it was a trap at first, but I read all the words. It does say groups of soldiers, like 100 soldiers the first time, and asks how many soldiers were hurt afterwards. I'm pretty sure there aren't any word games going on. But I've been trying to think about it since it was read. I think you have to, like, look at all the different overlap areas and then overlap the overlaps until you get down to the smallest piece. So I, you know, won't spend the entire show trying to solve it. But I think that's the right methodology to use.
It's not the wrong methodology. I figure it's probably going to be the simplest answer.
Right.
It's going to be something like you just kind of double take. Really? Really? That was it? Really?
I was like 70, but that's probably just the most. And they want the least.
Right. They want the least number of soldiers who must have lost all four. Wouldn't it be zero?
I don't know, because there's overlap, at least in any two categories.
The minimum number
who must
is zero.
Have. Is it?
Who must have lost all four. Zero or one, I'm actually thinking.
I don't know.
We are solving this on
podcast. because if you put them in a row with you know, right, the 70, 75, 80, and 80, you know, 85, the minimum number is the bar up the top where of the all the soldiers who haven't been injured. So maybe minimum number of soldiers who must have lost all four.
Well, something like that word puzzle, like, you know, where do you bury the survivors? Because you don't bury survivors. I don't think it's like that.
No, I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's like that.
Well played, Layton. Well played.
I know, right? I think, was this the guy that we helped in after we came back from the garage? With that, he had the hat, and he was carrying a box of some kind. There could be more than one cosplayer.
I've seen it.
Does it count towards solving the puzzle if I just typed it into Google and found the answer?
Did you?
Yes.
I mean, no.
I don't know. I'm torn. Do we read the answer? Or do we figure it out for ourselves?
Let's read it off at the end of the show. That way people can have this.
Mystery.
In order to get the full answer.
All right.
Stay tuned to the end of the show.
Work on this, dear listeners, as we discuss other important matters.
They're pausing the show. And
yeah, they're going to run it to the end now.
They're throwing their iPods in frustration.
What does it mean? Oh! I still just feel guilty being at a gaming convention, you know, like strictly, you know, specifically gaming, and not having done enough gaming, or music to be, for that matter. I have, like, a bass and two guitars at home that I haven't touched in forever.
Well, you don't have to necessarily play to appreciate, though. I mean, mm-hmm. I used to play piano, violin. I've been wanting to take both back up at some point now that I have a greater appreciation for it, you know, when I'm much older and I've, you know, gotten into these communities that are strictly, you know, video game, music, remixing, you know, just all about that. And you don't have to be playing the instruments to be able to appreciate what it is. What other people are doing. You can appreciate the talent, you can appreciate, you know, what other people are doing and just be like, hey, you know, this is awesome. So.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
It makes you feel like you really are, I suppose it could make you feel like you really are a part of things if you are playing an instrument and you do kind of throw yourself into the group. Like, I know there's Jam Space.
Yeah.
At some point, and I think it's like one of the concert panels, something or other. Didn't look at the schedule yet, or the map for that matter. Yeah, just being able to kind of get together with a bunch of random strangers and just jam out and just start playing random Mario tunes and whatnot and having that kind of... Yeah, it's I've seen it happen. It's fun stuff.
Yeah, that was when we were asking people why they were coming to MAGFest. That was like one of the biggest reasons they gave. It's the most emphatic reasons anyway that they gave. It was like the idea
of the jam space was like one of the coolest things that Khan's ever done. I got to agree. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else.
It's that much, you know, the community, the like the remixing and video game music community is like, they all come together and they're like, hey, this is our convention. We do it our way. Let's just get it all together and have fun with it. And that's exactly what happens. You know, whereas with other conventions, you're like, you know, you're told, okay, this panel is here, this panel is here, this panel is here. You know, you can choose to go or you don't. It's kind of like more rigid, you know, rigid. I'm not going to... Anyway. But yeah, introducing like jam space where you can just bring, you know, all you do is come to a convention with your guitar and walk up on stage and all of a sudden you've got like a bunch of new friends who you're just playing with. You know, it's like go. It's like a bigger version of going out to your parents' garage and just jamming out. Much larger scale.
One year at No Brand Con, we did karaoke, right? That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, karaoke still happens at No Brand Con. I was just thinking one year I did.
I think that was the last year that I really did it, too, that it was super, super fun.
Yeah.
And then we were at PAX East. Well, all of us were at PAX East the last time anyway. Instead of waiting in line like lots of people did, we just like played Rock Band and stuff.
Yeah.
And waited for the lines to go by us, then went into the rooms that were perfectly able to accommodate us.
Mm-hmm.
So no lines here I've seen so far, so that's been great. But again, fewer friends.
There are 3 days left, John.
There are three days left.
You will have the opportunity. You just have to now create the opportunity rather than having it right there for you.
You never know. You might get a t-shirt. That's a throwback for anyone who's listened to the show since episode 17. Jeez. Yeah. I don't know, though. I still feel a little guilty. I've joked that my video game plan is going to go way down once I have a kid, and you know I have someone to ask anyway if that's indeed the case.
Here's the deal with the first one: your video game playing probably goes way up as long as you're fine, like not,
yeah.
Like as long as you're fine with like the lack of sleep in some cases.
Oh, I don't sleep already, because so it's fine.
It's like when I first had my daughter, it was not a big deal at all. It's like, okay, yeah, I mean it's probably easier to watch like movies or do other things, you know, as I'm just holding her because she's not doing anything. But there's also just long periods of time where she just sleeps and does nothing. Now that she's much older, now she's like, you know, during the day it's all active time with her. I try not to play any games in front of her. I try not to watch even TV in front of her. Which just is just bizarre to me, because somehow she's been able to identify the Sesame Street character Elmo, in spite of the fact she's never seen Sesame Street. She would point to a picture of Elmo and say, Elmo! And I don't know how it's happened. It must be something in the water. I'm trying not to expose her to too much of that medium, because TV is a gigantic, noisy, bright thing, and I'm worried if you put a kid in front of that, then that's all they'll see, and no other stimulus will be sufficient enough. That's just my parenting philosophy. However, yeah. I do play a fair amount of music for her, and I'm sure she's heard some video game music at this point, just because there's a lot of that stuff in my iTunes, either remixes or just straight game tracks. But I still play games a lot after she goes to bed. I mean, she's a year and a half old. She sleeps, you know, 12 hours. She goes to bed at 7 o'clock. She doesn't wake up till 7 o'clock the next morning. So if I'm not doing anything else that night, if I'm not, you know, don't have plans with my wife or, you know, have other errands to do, I mean, I'll still sit down and I'll, you know, play Gears of War 3 for 4 hours with the guys. You know, that will still happen. Now, the game changer is baby number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've had him for 4 weeks. He doesn't sleep any longer than 2 hours at a time. So right. I can't really get into anything for any long period of time. So I'm trying some stuff that's hopefully going to be less twitchy. Like I started playing Mass Effect, which, you know, does have some action stuff in it, but there's a lot of dialogue trees and menus and stats and blah 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 blah. You know, I mean, I know you play this game. I'm sure a lot of the listeners of this podcast have played the game. It's been on my pile of shame for a really long time. But this is a chance for me to start it, because I think, well, it's okay, because if I have to set the game down for a second, I'm not playing on multiplayer online, so I'm not going to get shot by someone as soon as I set the controller down.
Right.
And B, not the game does not the game does not sufficiently change if I spend too long answering a question.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You bring up some good points, especially that, like, in the production of this podcast, quite frequently it's when, you know, because Vink lives on the other side of the planet, we can only sync up on his days off, which is typically when he's watching his daughter. And so if she's not off at daycare or whatever, then we have to wait until she takes a nap. And she is watching Sesame Street in the background, by the way, while we're waiting for her to go to bed. But instead of playing video games, we're doing this podcast. So I have this extra layer of issue.
I was going to say, why are we not down in the arcade?
Yeah, right, why are we doing this instead of...
They have two X-Men arcade cabinets.
Yeah.
Two!
Oh, jeez. Sorry. That was the... If no one went to the opening ceremonies, that's where I heard for the first time they had the two machines, and yet they had the gall to ask us to stop making the Colossus noise. How dare they?
Did they really?
They were. It was tongue in cheek,
oh.
But they recommended that instead we make the Nightcrawler noise in response.
How dare they let the beast out of the cage and worry about getting bitten?
Right.
There's no sense to that at all.
But you said your friend was one of the people helping to unload the machine to like hurt his knee.
Yeah, Big Matt. He's been, I do believe he's the one coordinating concerts, but for whatever reason, and I wasn't paying as much attention as I probably should have, but so I'm not entirely informed about this, but he was the one helping to cart it, to truck in all of the arcade cabinets. So they had like four 16-wheelers full of these arcade machines. And I'm checking up on Facebook, like, 2 nights ago, and he's like, "Yep, completely busted my knee open on one of the arcade cabinets." Yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully it'll be better by Magfest. I'm like, "You son of a bitch! What the hell are you doing?" He was one of the ones who like really helped encourage me to come to Magfest, and now you go and you hurt yourself. What the hell?
Well, certainly. This place has got to have like a wheelchair or something it can roll around in, right? Yeah.
As far as I know, he's toughing it out. He's hobbling around. I actually need to meet up with him and make sure he's okay. But yeah, just gotta go down and see the toil and the pain that he went through to get all these arcade cabinets in this one space. Gotta go appreciate.
It's the least that we owe him. It sounds like, and now I also understand why they made us sign that waiver when we.
I saw that, and for a split second, I'm like, why would they make, oh, right, you get this many geeks and this many games in one area.
And there's like a lot of mezzanine areas here that you can fall off of.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, what's the waiver?
Okay, so when you go through the registration line, they actually make you sign a waiver to get your badge.
Okay.
And
the waiver says
it just says, you know, that you indemnify them against any personal injury, blah 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 blah.
Okay. Well, I signed no such waiver, and when we stepped in that elevator, there was definitely some kind of foreign gas attack in there. It smelled like someone's fat friend you used to play G.I. Joes with, but you went over to his house anyway, even though it stunk
because
he had the G.I. Joes. Exactly, you know.
Like Foamy the Squirrel said, somebody should make Pikachu-shaped soaps. Yeah, tell them you stand in some water, shove this underneath your armpit for about 30 seconds.
Smell like macaroni. Repeat.
But if you did that, Pikachu couldn't breathe.
We can't breathe.
Right.
That's the bigger issue right
macaroni
now.
Garnished in sweat. Was just
oh. Wow, that's several people I've met today.
Oh goodness!
But, yeah, it's a good thing they made us
gamer steak.
Funny how I never smell aftershave in places like this.
Oh,
why is there no scent of like a summer's rain or you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good thing we signed those waivers because you know I so
had an incident. I already had an incident. Fight with furniture and lost.
After an 6 hours of sleep I got, you know, with packing and getting ready for Magfest and an 8-hour drive down from Western New York, and I get here and I park and I get up to the hotel room and I drop everything down and, you know, I'm just going to relax. And I'm like, huh, I'm asking Sean. I specifically remember them there being fridges. You know, there's supposed to be fridges in these rooms.
No fridge in sight. Not in the closet. Not just out in the open under a table. Nothing. Can't find it.
Couldn't find a fridge.
No.
But I guess Sean then decided to ask Justin, "Where the hell are the fridges? You know, we were promised fridges, and they were hidden in the I guess the dresser is what you could call
underneath
that?
The TV.
Underneath the TV, and
I was like, the key must be crazy. These are all drawers. What's going on here?"
And we go to, yeah, we look like, they look
maybe
like
his room's
drawers.
Different.
They look like drawers that you pull, you grab the tube sides and you pull it out, and, you know, it's a dresser drawer. And we were sadly mistaken because the one half was, in fact, a door to the compartment where the fridge is. And as I was trying to figure that out, the door, the hidden door kind of unlatched very quickly. And since I was bending down, the corner of it caught me right in my temple, of my head. And so 20 minutes at MAGFest, my first MAGFest ever, and already I got assaulted by a ninja fridge.
Well, fortunately, there's no one around so insensitive as to have displayed this injury to the entire world.
You know, on his Twitter or anything.
Yeah, before asking if you were okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
I know, because you know what? That truly would be kind of a dick move, right, Sean?
Yeah.
It'd be awful.
Yeah.
It's just completely... But, you know, to be fair, it is entirely Justin's fault.
What if you weren't there?
Yes, indeed. As per all American, I should have, you know, put a footnote under there. Open carefully.
It's like putting instructions in a packet of toothpicks.
Yep.
This isn't a world I can live in.
If I can just throw this out there, what if Cinder wasn't okay? Then, you know, Sean would have to find some way to recoup his loss for content he needed to produce for Famicom Dojo. And without her participating in the podcast, you know, a photo would have to do, because obviously you're under a lot of pressure to produce content for Famicom Dojo and Palette TV this weekend. And so, I mean, if her bleeding out on the carpet is what it would take, then, I mean, that would have to do as a news post.
What?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to know that, you know, somebody can map out the logic behind Sean's dickery.
Yeah, it, what Sean really should have done is, you know, flipped his camera to video mode. That way he could feature it on game trailers at least one more time.
And you know what? It would be the most popular video we have on game trailers because it is something assaulting me.
Yeah.
The inside joke being that I get featured on game trailers almost all the time.
Well, add a little animation of Belmont whipping you in the face or something like that. That way it's, you know, it counts as a Castlevania video. And that way,
I get featured on game trailers, and more often than not, even though I'm featured, I get shit on quite readily for whatever reason. Either they don't like my voice, they don't like what I'm doing, I'm too boring, whatever the hell, you know, just stupid reasons. You don't like it, don't watch the video. It got featured for some god-awful reason. But, yeah, that probably, throw it up on game trailers there, Sean.
Well, it's your fault for being a girl who talks about video games.
God damn me. You know, how dare I? You know, when my parents picked up that Sega Genesis for me when I was 6 years old and said, hey, you know, this looks like it was a good idea. Yeah, I'm sure they were thinking about my future endeavors on the internet and, you know, how that would affect things.
I thought that you were going to say when your parents gave you 2X chromosomes, but...
Fuck boobs. I'm telling ya.
I think there's less to do with being a woman and more having to do with the whole Sega thing. I mean, there's just too many Nintendo kids out there, and I think that's probably what they're picking up on.
It might be still that latent hostility between the early console wars.
I think system debates run much deeper than any kind of gender problems that the youth of today have.
So the fact that I'm a female gamer has very little to do with it. It's the fact that I'm a female gamer who is a Sega fan.
Yeah, it has everything to do with your systems, your chosen consoles, exclusive X-Men, Lion King, Jurassic Park games.
Minority of the minority.
And I'm picked on for it. What the hell?
I like boobs.
We should take a poll. Who likes boobs?
Great. Fantastic.
What's funny is I'm raising my hand, too.
I'm growing two of them. I like them so much. That's another thing you have to look forward to, Sean. The pregnancy belly. Because hers went away. Mine didn't.
I was
good starting, night, everybody.
I was starting to grow one, and I had to reverse course.
Oh,
no pun intended.
Is reverse course one of your clones?
No, it's one of the names for the kids for that we were throwing around for the kid. No, not really.
How about off course?
Like main course. Sexual inter.
Actually. Oliver Franklin Course. That could be his name. That could be OF Course, of course.
You know, Renee likes Oliver a lot.
Oliver's great. Yeah.
Interesting.
Butuff.
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 No one's going to... Butuff, of course. See, I barely got it.
See, subtle and nice.
Very.
And what's your name? Butuff.
How? What? If I do that, how am I going to explain to people I let Jew Wario name my son?
I almost named my daughter Rocket Shipley. Not kidding.
Wow.
Rocket. That would have been...
Rocket was almost her name. But we decided we couldn't put her through that.
Thank you.
Too irresponsible. But as it stands, my son's middle name is Ford, which is as crazy as we went.
Wow.
Ford Prefect, of course.
Naturally. All right. Well, let's bring it home. I guess the show has barely started, and I'm just curious as to what everyone's favorite part is going to be. So I guess I'll go from the order of most experience to least. So Justin, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm actually looking forward to several of the concerts. I wasn't able to do a whole lot of concert going last year, and it really disappointed me. So this year, I really want to see a lot of the concerts. I really want to, you know, click into that music part of MAG and see what it's like. You know, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to do too, because I did a lot of work instead of going to concerts last year. I was like writing up posts and editing video instead of like enjoying the convention, so I would mm-hmm. definitely like to see. So I did see the Proto Men for the first time, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm totally on board with that suggestion, Syndra.
I have to agree. I am definitely looking forward to the concerts. Arm Cannon, who is from Buffalo, Western New York, where I'm from. I actually almost followed them down. I was like, hey, guys.
Like in your stalker car? What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. My stalker car. I'm stalking Arm Cannon. But looking forward to seeing the One-Ups, who I got to catch over the summer when the Brental Floss and those guys were touring around the country. I managed to catch them, and they were really good. Metroid Metal... Random Encounter, stuff like that. The Megas, yeah. And then Nobuyu Matsu. Oh, yeah. You know, that's he's the big ticket item this year. So would like to catch that too, if at all possible. And have fun with people who I've never met except for over the internet. You know, just. Make a bunch of new friends. Why not? Because that's what I've been told this is about. Just meeting up with a bunch of geeks that are exactly like you and having a go of it.
That's how I met Zach and you, for that matter, I suppose. You know, my internet friends who I go to a convention to meet. So
exactly.
For example, well, I guess Justin as well.
you're all over the internet. Yeah.
So and I've met you all because of the internet. It's crazy. So how about Zach, who isn't here for the convention at all?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. Speaking of internet friends, our dear friend Crazy Jake was asking me over Google Talk right now, so how many mags have been fisted? That's what this is about, right?
He would ask that, too.
It is also at the Gaylord National, so one might
national.
Misread the mag fast.
Mag fisting at the gay ward.
Goodness.
So to answer your question, answer the question properly, I'm really looking forward to the new episode of Famicom Dojo being uploaded tomorrow.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, quick turnaround time indeed.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I won't do it just because I want to go to some concerts tonight. Nah, I'll probably still do it.
Actually, most of the concerts I'm going to be checking out probably tomorrow.
Okay.
So
are there even any tonight at all? I mean, I haven't checked the schedule.
I think there are. I'm not going to be able to catch any of those because I'm going to be going to the Dwelling of Duels listening party at midnight and desperately trying to stay awake for at least some of it because I'm exhausted. But yeah, the concerts tomorrow are the one-ups. I know Brental Floss is going on. Mm-hmm. Arm Cannon is on at 7, I do believe. And, I think that's in our best interest to just kind of go and check out for a little bit, even with us going around and, trying to report on stuff and mingling with the congoers and exploring everything. We got to take time to just kind of enjoy the con for what it is, music and gaming.
I think the thing I was most hoping for, anyway, maybe not looking forward to, was being mistaken for Spoonie at least as many times as last year. Because I had a brilliant plan to go along with that. We'll see if it gets implemented. Stay tuned, gentle listeners, to see if that occurs.
For anybody's reference, the current number from last year is 5.
5.
5 people mistook him for the Spoonie one.
Yeah.
From that guy with the glasses.
So it was interesting. It's like I'd be sitting down, like a guy like would just turn to me after like I was getting the courage to talk to me, and he'd be like, "Spoonie? No, I'm sorry." Oh, and then just walk away. So, but I did get recognized for myself a few times, and that was pretty cool.
Right.
There was a guy who couldn't find parking. Mm. There was a guy whose trip was horrible. I talked to a lot of people who just like would stop me on the street, and be like, "Hey, oh, it's John Orange. How's it going?" And then we just sit there and chat for however long, and that was pretty cool. So I was looking forward to just meeting and talking to more people because it was a really great time last year, which is why I came back even despite the long lines, the cramped space. Actually, it was kind of intimate and nice. And now this is definitely a big convention. Like it's crossed that threshold into. Mm-hmm. It's only going to get bigger from here, especially once we actually, see the big guests that they've invited.
Yeah.
And their panels and such. But I think at the core, it's going to stay this music and gaming festival. What do I know? It's like the first day of my second year here. I can't talk like I'm some old head at this.
You have more experience than I do right now. My expectations, they have been lofty. Because it's been talked up by so many people, so damn it,
This locale should match those expectations, then, especially because we're on the 12th floor. So
it's much nicer. The people are much nicer. The place doesn't put up with a lot of the crap that the place just had to put up with because they didn't have the staff to deal with anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think
fire code issues,
and telephones being swapped for bananas.
I did not hear about that one. Actually,
I heard about that.
Oh goodness!
Yeah, so it was quite the rowdiness, but I really think that this year it's going to be a lot different. And right now it's been a fantastic con. Met a lot of great people.
Can't remember any of their names.
No. there was one Steve.
There was one Steve.
There's always a Steve.
There's always a Steve.
Somebody's
Steve. Well, there was a Steve last year, too. One of the bearded guys was a Steve.
Right.
So there you go. Steve, thanks for listening.
We thank listener.
If you've enjoyed the show, or if this is your first time, or if you're a regular listener, you can follow us on FamicomBudget.tv or, Twitter, Facebook, both those same names. iTunes storefronts, and we have other people here who have shows, so let's just go clockwise around the room.
No, clockwise starting with me. Okay.
Quick, the 11 o'clock.
Make sure to watch. You can play this at youcanplaythis.com, also on Blister the Thumbs and That Guy with the Glasses TV. And I also do just started doing Writer Review, which is also part of You Can Play This. So.
Nice.
Enjoy those shows.
Let's not forget Stuck in Your Head, of course.
Stuck in Your
Head. I'm waiting for
Mario
that certain...
monologues and Yankee J reviews. So, yeah.
All over the place.
Lots of fun.
Madness.
I founded a site called Palette.tv, which Sean sometimes posts up to. So does, so does Syndra. Actually, more like I sometimes post to now at this point. I was looking at the RSS feed of just my own posts,
yeah.
and like the top five items, go back 2 months.
Oh, man.
but I'm getting back in the swing of things. The new year, right? Like the baby watch is over, so I can now plan my days and weeks and months more regularly. So new episodes of the Palette.tv podcast, the podcast should be going up at a regular clip of every other week, starting next week. And new videos are going to be going up all the time, I think.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Especially this week.
Well, yeah, we're getting much more ambitious now. So, yeah. So if you've never visited Palette.tv before, you know, because, I mean, in theory, there's probably a ton of people who are listening to the show who haven't.
Yeah,
and people are just fans of Famicom Dojo. Now is a great time to jump on, because we're going to be doing some really crazy stuff this year, and we're getting more ambitious than we've ever been, and a lot of that is due to the fact that I am letting Crazy Jaco take over.
It's not just a clever name.
We've already saved ourselves $17 by virtue of him taking over.
Yeah, exactly, right? Amazing.
But, I guess this is my turn. Be sure to check out my show, which is Keep Playing Rewind, which you can check out on Palette.tv, and also my YouTube channel at Sin Damon, or my Twitter, Tastes Like Sin. I've started writing up a bunch of stuff for the new year. I'm actually going to be bringing on my buddy Awesomeo, who was in the Sonic and the Castlevania tributes that I did. He's going to be helping me with script writing, and got a couple of really cool ideas coming down the pipeline. One is actually a sequel to a previous video that I did this past year, and then another one, hopefully, help with a little bit of help from our own Sean.
Hey, yeah. Ooh. But what could it be?
Oh, what do we both?
Sindra's
what do we both
the
do?
Sega girl.
Yes, that is a fact that we have kind of hammered home tonight, haven't we?
What could it be? What? She did ask me a question on a certain episode of Famicom Dojo. Maybe I'll give you a hint. So just comb the archives. Watch every single one. Watch them five times, as a matter of fact.
And the great thing about it is...
It only takes 2 hours.
Beyond that is that, hey, no more still frames.
Yeah, there's that, yes, fully animated.
Yes, 2011 was the year of Syndra actually having fully animated videos instead of still frames for everything. Oh, God.
If you want a taste of that, you can check out any of our newer shows or the Power TV.
Oh,
awards.
God, I have such low production crap.
It's okay.
I'm working on
we've all been there. Some of us are still there.
I'm working on it.
I still use my $5 halogen lamp that I got from Home Depot.
The secret's out.
I tell you what, $5 makes a $20 difference.
I bought a like a floor lamp and then put like a put a couple 100-watt bulbs in there, and that's how I light my videos.
Here you go.
Yeah, I actually got one very similar to that. Based on our doing those movie reviews together. Yep. Oh, man. How long has that been? Like 4 years ago we were doing
that? Yeah, I think the last one we reviewed was Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
And I had a similar... You can't see it, but I had a similar beard then. Maybe I should shave it off and I'll get mistaken for Spoony more often.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There's a CVS down the street. We go get some shaving cream.
I got the implements just in case such an eventuality arises. So.
Did you refer to them as implements?
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right.
Are you taking your facial extraction implement? Yeah, so of course. Facial extraction. Jesus, I can't even think of it. A clever word.
It's only Thursday.
Me speak good words. I like tacos.
It's good.
Or Daisy. And with that,
I like potatoes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Just keep watching how I'm taking your Famicom over that to you even more. Magfest government. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Gom Dojo.
Oh, right. For those of you who are curious about Professor Layton's puzzle, the answer apparently is 10. I thought it was 50 at first, but if you do the math, you have to compare sets of already compared sets to each other, and it does come out to 210. If you want a proof, I'm sure we can add that to the show notes. Until next week.